John, just tell me what happened when you first became aware there was a problem this afternoon.
Well, what happened was a package arrived which looked a wee bit suspicious. There are strict rules in place now from Parliament about the arrival of any package that the staff think looks strange in any way. And the rule is that if you shake it, if there's any kind of rattle or there seems to be granular materials in it, as in this case, that the police should be called. So my office staff did that, and the police were terrific. They arrived very speedily. They asked my staff to leave the office, and they alerted the neighbours in the houses immediately round about where we were, and they took away the package for tests. And at the moment, we're waiting to hear back for the results.
I suppose it's one of these things that, because of recent events, you do have to take this very seriously.
Well, Westminster has strict rules in place now for what office staff have to do in the event of receiving packages. And the staff all get training about this, and they know exactly what to do and exactly under what circumstances to call the police, because of course nobody wants to put the police to any inconvenience, but equally it's very important to keep the staff safe. So the rules are in place and the staff followed them, and the police could not have been quicker or more efficient. It was just terrific to deal with them.
And obviously concerning for the neighbours, you know, who were evacuated from their homes and businesses surrounding your office.
Well, of course, nobody wants to inconvenience the neighbours, but I think the police have also a system in place to deal with this, and the police have their own procedures. So naturally, we just left the police to get on with what they do best, which is to keep the public safe, which is our police are renowned for.
And assuming the package turns out to not have any worrying content in it, do you know, will you be getting that back?
Do you know, I don't know the answer to that question. I imagine the police will open it and will tell us what's inside it, and then we'll take a decision based on what the police advise.